How would we know whether an initiative has failed because we had not put in the required effort or because mother has not willed it for us? Mother doesn't will failure and success to start with. She is not here for dispensing the fruits. Fruits dispensing is through another mechanism which the Gita describes. What are the factors through which the event, circumstances, situation develop? One of them is adhisthana, the state of consciousness. Then the karta, who is the doer, what part in us is doing. The karma, daiva, the forces that weave the fate. It's a different mechanism altogether. Divine makes use of both success and failure for that great work towards which he wants to lead us. Take the example of a child who is going to study in a school. And for the child, coming first in the class is very important, or doing very well, getting marks is very important. For a sensible parent, that's not what is the issue. So if the child does very well, parents very good, happy. If the child doesn't do well, what do the parents say? See, I told you no. Then they will use that, even a failure, to strengthen the child's faith, fortitude, grow, move towards that. So success and failure, both are two ways, and the divine leads us through both. He walks with us on both. There is a beautiful poem of Sri Aurobindo, The Divine Worker, where he says, you know, how one should be equal in both these things. And he says, victory is thy passage mirrored through fortune's glass. Success, failure is cradled on thy deathless arm. Failure doesn't mean failure, failure with a capital F. What if the divine wants to develop in us the perseverance and the steadfastness? One may fail 1,000 times. Yet, he may be waiting for that last point. It's the story of a yogi who in Tantra had done all kinds of siddhis, and he was on the last point where he was. He had to pray in that moonlit night alone, and he had to sit and invoke Mother Kali. This was the final siddhi. And there was a man watching him very curious on the tree. Every day he would watch. Say, I don't know, what is he doing? That day while he is praying for the final moment, there is the tiger who suddenly growls. And this man is suddenly startled into fear and runs away. And the tiger is behind him and eats him up or whatever happens. And this fellow says, what is, because normally he would finish his puja, wind up everything. He says, what is this? If he is attracted, he sits on that asan. As he sits on the asan, Mother Kali appears. He says, ask your boon. He says, but I have done nothing. He says, no, no. This is the point where you had left last time. So apparently all your efforts was a failure last time. But because you had accomplished these steps, today this was the last moment left, and it was a token sitting here, and I have appeared before you. So we look at failure and success in a very, very narrow spectrum. At one place, Sri Aurobindo says, man's successes are God's failures. Souls that do not aspire are God's failures. That is the only tragedy of life. To have died without realizing your soul. Now you look at the success. What do we call a success and failure? Now, can't we realize it through success and failure? So we think it is so important, like the child in the kindergarten is thinking, oh, my, that fellow student did so well. It is, but for the parent, that's not important. That's only a small little process. So the Divine Mother does not play this game. Oh, I'll make him fail and he will understand. He was on the wrong path. That's the last thing that What a vastness we are reducing it. She is not a spoil sport, for God's sake. In fact, she says in so many words, my child, you should not think that the divine wants to spoil your happiness. And see how perverted we make her. She is making me succeed. Then one day, no, she will make me fail miserably and say, here you are. See, I told you so. No, the divine is a very small thing. From that perspective, it is child's play. Our success and failure are like, you know, when we watch kangaroos at play, dogs at play. It's like that. We think it's so important. It's a burning question to us. For the divine, these are very small incidents. So if you want to realize the divine, we have to be equal in success and failure. But whether the mother wanted, as if mother is only busy with success, in that case, divine must be very, very loving towards the Kauravas and Ravan. No? Who got success till the last 18 days? Kauravas, outwardly. Pandavas kept losing. Does it mean that the divine did not want Pandavas to go to the throne? Of course he wanted, as is evident. Why was he making them go through failure? To be ready and prepared and not mess it up like another Duryodhana coming to the throne. So he makes them go through a journey. And then last 18 days, suddenly everything changes and everything is wound up. Mother says, never try to understand the divine intention by outer events in the world. Because if you do that, you will be completely mistaken, even land up in the net of the hostile forces. Because we often judge like that. Because the divine mother, therefore I got success. Who knows? Let's be equal-minded. Of course we should refer everything to the mother and put it to her. Which means not taking credit personally for things. But the divine works through both. So, if you have chosen a line of advance or a work, the mother says generally it is not good to give it up because of the fear of failure, because of the risk of failure, because it has failed. It means basically I don't have fortitude, I don't have perseverance, maybe I don't have enough faith. So when you take up something which you feel is connected deeply with your heart, of course if it's not connected with your heart, then it's a different matter. Success or failure, you change, you grow, outgrow. But just because a project has failed, at one place Shurbindo says, how the dozen events which changed history were apparently failures. He says, why won't the divine go through failure? Even he talks about divine. If failure suits his ultimate purpose best, you look at Sri Krishna himself. Was his life a success or failure, personally speaking? He did what he came to do, establish the dharma, and that's the ultimate high point. He is God. What happened to his own kul? What happened to Dwarka? Dwarka is drowned and his own people are destroyed. And people ask Krishna till date, why did you drown Dwarka? And he would say, you were not ready. Yet I have created an imprint in your mind of a day when Dwarka will be established once again on earth. I may change the name and call it Auroville. We are searching for Dwarka. Dwarka, Dwarka. So, but he may change. So, one should not make success and failure a yardstick of the Divine Mother's will. The sign that you are going in the right direction. Because another question which is related, how do I know that I am going on the right direction? What is the Divine Mother's will? Is through the growth of inner peace, inner joy, faith, aspiration, surrender. These are the markers. Sense of growing closeness with the Divine Mother. This is the marker that I am moving in the right direction. outer success failure is no marker. It can be a very, very deceptive thing. Imagine making success. There is a story of the mother which she wrote when she was 15 years old. And if you read that story, one is shaken to the core. You know the story? It was an essay that she had to write. The Path of Later On. Where initially a person has two roads to choose and he sees one path is seemingly not so great and the other path is, one path is seems very challenging, the other path is nice with flowers and it goes. But he gets an inner voice, don't take that path. But he goes, he says, okay, I'll see later. As he goes, and after some time it begins to change. And he thinks maybe it's temporary, things will change. He keeps going till he reaches a point where, as the story goes, that it leads to the castle of nowhere. So, most important is to keep oriented inwardly. Growth of consciousness, growth of wisdom, growth of light, growth of, you know, all the humility, sincerity. These are the markers. Success and failure will come. One should do well so that the project succeeds. Because if it's Divine Mother's work, thinking of which you are doing, so you have to do it well. And certain things are far ahead of their time. They don't succeed not because there is no sanction, but because the time is not ripe. For instance, the 1857 mutiny, Shobhinda says. And even before that, so many resistances. They didn't succeed. Does it mean that the Divine wanted India to remain forever slave? No. There was some work to be done before they could be given the freedom. So humanity went through all these layers of experience where things didn't succeed, but each failure paved the way for a future success.
And she says success is a bigger test.
Huh?
Success is a bigger test.
That is the ultimate test. It's true that success is the ultimate test. Whether we start taking it that, you know, I am the one, and success is the ultimate test. That's true. Because when we fail, one turns to Mother and remembers. But when one succeeds, then to think that it's me. So success and failure are both steps in the journey. They are not the end point. End point is success of the Divine. Whatever venture is there, if one can manifest something of the Divine, it is success. Let's put it like that, ultimately. And whatever venture is there, maybe in the name of the Divine, but we may be just expanding the empire of the ego, then it's not a success. Outwardly, it may look like a success. So, that's where we should be careful and cautious.